Hello again there, folks. So I was just busy doing another project, and I thought I would just pause to do like a quick take on the Laura Towler, Ricky Doolan debate from a few days ago. I know it's a few days now. It's not exactly a hot take anymore. Well, something was bugging us. Like, something was on my mind about it, and it kept coming back to us. And I thought, I mean, if you didn't know, he's from this. So Laura's from Patriotic Alternative. Ricky Doolan is from some new organisation called British Lives Matter, I think it is. Well, I mean, this is the thing. I cannot really keep up with all of these new sort of civic patriotic kind of groups that pop up. It's as if we get a new one every month, and it get they all kind of it's just like one big blur. Popping up all over the place like mushrooms in the dark, and I thought they've all got the same talking points as well, and they've all got like the same connections to the same people. And just the I mean, let's just take one of the talking points that you see time and time again is this idea that like it's all about always like they always waffle on about individualism. And I think, well, the problem with that is that you're speaking to the wrong people. Because Patriotic Alternative's like the only institution, let's say, in this country which actually represents the native population in it as that population as a group. So meanwhile, you've actually got thousands, literally thousands, of other organisations representing various minority groups, particularly religious groups. So what I don't understand is like what when are we going to see all of these people? Like, the problem is you're speaking to the wrong people. You're going to have to go out and you're going to have to like patter, use your patter on all of these various religious minority groups, and you're going to have to find a way to make them stop being like a cohesive collective identity group. And this is like never really taken into consideration. But the other night on the debate, so this is just one like thing. The other night on the debate, Ricky Doolan said they were going to do it all through education. In other words, they're going to have this kind of mass social engineering brainwashing project, which would look like something Joseph Stalin would do in the Soviet Union. So all of these various religious minority groups, let's say, like the state is then going to strip them of their identity, and of their collective group consciousness, and this is the people who like to kind of think of themselves as being liberals. In actual fact, something like that did kind of happen in the French Revolution, but I'm not entirely sure that's where they want to go. So like the even like what. The thing is, like, it's the far right who are the extremists, but even just to enact their own ideas would be considered completely beyond the pale, and yet they think themselves that they've got this kind of they're getting to the core of the nation. They're going to really speak to the common factor, which is the Britishness, which is universal and open to absolutely everybody in the world. But at the same time, the way they're going to have to do, if that's what they're going to do to make it happen, they're going to have these like Stalinist policies and like literally physically break apart certain communities. Maybe they can scatter them all over the country or something, and stop them from associating with each other. Don't know how you're going to do that with like not being totalitarian, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. It's incoherent gibberish. But that kind of gets to the point, and what came to my mind when I listened to the Ricky Doolan was that he didn't really have any ideology. He didn't really have any political philosophy. I mean, in all fairness, you know, he wasn't even sort of using classic liberal kind of talking points. What he had was just this like sales pitch, and it's this sales pitch to make the native British population to kind of make them feel a little bit better about themselves and make them feel as if somebody's out there doing something for them. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of people in this country, there's a lot of the host population who are getting very concerned about the direction this country's going in. If I go for a pint with a mate of mine, it's all the time, and it's like, did you hear about such and such a place? Like, it's completely gone now. Or he'll have had some horror story from some bloke down in London that he was working with, told him this particular tale. And so there's this kind of angst spreading among the white British population. And what we're seeing now is like all of these organizations popping up like all over the place in order to pander to that. And what they're going to do is pander to it in such a facile and stupid way. But it is kind of effective because, like I say, there's a lot of people getting very concerned about where this is all heading, and it is heading to a bad place. But they'll say that they're trying to like stick a plaster on it and say, well, if we could all just be individualists, and we all get behind the flag, we're going to have patriotism in the school again. That's what we're going to campaign for. It's all facile nonsense. But more importantly is that angst is becoming something to exploit. It's becoming something which an organization can do. They'll get a website and you get some t-shirts up there, get some flags to sell, get some mugs to flog, a fundraiser on the go, and then it's like, right, now we're gonna go for it, and it never goes anywhere because there's nothing behind it. Because they have to tread this fine line between being censored, and actually or going out, like going too far to the far right, and then they can't, on the other hand, be too cookie. But in actual fact, they are. And as Laura pointed out to Ricky Doolan, like he has the same politics. When it comes down to it, he's got the same politics as McDonald's and or woke capital or hope not hate or like Ash Sikar, David Lammy. It's all the same thing. I mean, he even says like. Most of his argument was that we don't even exist. So, but that's because he was called out on it and he wasn't comfortable with it. So what you see is actually just like this cynical marketing scam, and it reminds me of it's a sort of cynically exploiting that fear and that angst, and it because it is there. You know, if you're starving, you're dying of thirst in a desert. And then somebody comes along and they offer you a glass of water, but it's like filled up with maggots and shit. And then you say, well, at the end of the day, it's all there is. So, yeah, I'm going to drink it. And then that person also says, well, okay, but it's still going to cost you 50 quid. Some people are so desperate they'll buy into this. And I think it's actually quite repulsive to sort of exploit that exploit this fear. That's like sort of going through the population. But then in a more light-hearted way is just how preposterous it all is and how like facile it all is. And it reminds me, I mean, the Americans may not know it, but these cowboys which are now popping up all over the place and on this ticket remind me of Del Boy Trotter, where they come along and it's like, yeah, they've never read any philosophy, they don't really understand the issues. But what they can do is say, well, let's all get together and wave a flag. Let's like stop being all groups, and we let's stop the political correctness. Let's stand together, united against the social justice warriors. And he has a flag with British Lives Matter written on it, and you can and it's like Del Boy Trotter selling like Romanian telephones. Or forks with two handles on, or something like that. It's just this Ricky Doolan. That's all I thought about when I watched it, is some kind of cowboy swindler who comes through it. And in all fairness, the patriotic alternative is like the real deal, and they are the ones that's out there genuinely sort of standing up as an institution for the native population, and it's no surprise that they all hate their guts because of it could like wreck it could wreck the scam. It could put an end to them poaching all of this GoFundMe money or whatever it is, or got like more t-shirts on Teespring and all of that kind of thing. And so in a way I it's frustrating that you see them all, but what it really amounts to is a weakness. It's a weakness in the English, particularly English, but all of the British, the natives, where they are willing to listen to these gangsters, these scamsters. And it's like you when you're in a position of weakness, it's that's when the hyenas come in, you know? That's when the con men arrive and the snake oil salesmen. Or in a more like just in a more light-hearted way of putting it, the Del Boy Trotters arrive to sell you their shoddy goods. That's all I could think about when I was watching this thing. And watch out for them, they're popping up left, right, and centre. But at the end of the day, what they're up to is pretty repulsive, because when the push comes to shove, they'll tell you where you don't exist. But I'll tell you what does I fucking exist, and it's that it's their scam. So thanks for listening, folks. I'll catch you later.